producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How we doing out there? Woo, I know a lot of you guys are hungover. Come on. Did you really have to drink that much? Here's the thing. I personally thought Super Bowl was boring. I made the prediction, medical prediction, that the Broncos would win, and I'm not gloating or anything, but it was boring. Once the Broncos, right out of the bat, you know, got to enjoy that surprise touchdown from a fumble, which was pretty cool, might I add. I medically predicted it. Medicine is not very exciting. There's a lot of predictability. So I wish you guys would take me more seriously. It's all about the Panthers. All of you guys are like, oh, Panthers, Panthers, Panthers. I'm like, I would not put money on the Panthers, guys. But you know what? It happened. It's okay. But I got to admit, I thought the Super Bowl was kind of boring. I mean, Lady Gaga did a good job. You know, she had the sparkly eyeshadow, and I like sparkly. You know how cats love anything sparkly and glittery? So I thought that was pretty cool. I thought it was really, really cool where you had a lot of, you know, patriotism in the beginning, because that always fires you up. So smart way, and I hope they never change that. We have fighters flying over and, you know, showing our military. So I thought that was pretty, pretty cool. Halftime show, boring. You know, I mean, Coldplay, they're talented people, but I don't understand. There was a lot of flowers. There were a lot of, like, pretty colors, but I like glitter, okay? So I didn't really see glitter. There's a lot of flowers. And then I guess Beyonce, she looked like she was in pain. I don't know. She looked like she was really tightened up in that outfit. She looks like the way I do when I have to wear too much Spanx. And so I think Beyonce's a great entertainer, but she looked uncomfortable. She had a little stumble. I thought she handled herself well, but she didn't look very comfortable. Bruno Mars, very comfortable, very relaxed, but he's very skinny, you know, and so, you know, him in the black suits and, you know, doing his Uptown Funk song, I thought that was great. It looked like Coldplay was kind of a, kind of pushed to the back, and, you know, Coldplay had to kind of get in there and get some more, you know, spotlight at the end, so it was all right. But, you know, Peyton, I thought Peyton was a real class act. But I got to, the most interesting thing, and it's not even the commercials, although I want to talk about the commercials really quick. I thought one of the most interesting things that I saw was when they showed the camera on the Manning family, and you saw Eli Manning in the back. And he didn't look pleased at all. He looked mad. And I was going, okay, well, wait a second. Maybe that wasn't a live shot. Maybe they were showing him after there was an interception or you know, something else, or a you know, successful field kick from the Panthers. But if that was a live shot, why was Eli Manning upset? Why did he look mad when his brother is doing as well as he is? And so, unfortunately, the camera caught him when he was, I don't know, maybe he could have been constipated. You know, many of you guys have been asking me about, you know, the Xifaxan from one of the Super Bowl commercials. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe he was watching some of the Super Bowl commercials, and he was like, you know, maybe I need some Xifaxan. I don't know. But he did not look happy. Beyonce didn't look happy. Cam Newton, I felt so bad for him. He looked destroyed. Even Peyton Manning looked tired and winded. You saw a bunch of people needing oxygen on the side. And, you know, me at the Super Bowl party that I was at, a lot of people looked bored. So for Super Bowl 50, for those of you who missed it, I wouldn't be kicking myself, you know. I would be really kicking yourself for not listening to my medical predictions, okay, because I'm really wrong. But that's okay. Super Bowl commercials, you guys could YouTube and Google later. My favorite was the little dachshunds. They had a bunch of little doggies, like the buns attached to them, and they're all running to the song All By Myself, and that song there, was that it? No, not All By Myself, that's a different one. It was, I can't think of the song. I've been singing it all day. You guys would know what it is. And anyway, they were running towards I Can't Live Anymore. I can't live if living is without you. That one. So they're running towards the mustard and the ketchup, and there's humans in the mustard and the ketchup, and they're just sitting there licking their lips, and all these little puppy dogs are coming. I thought that was great. For medical commercials, my favorite was the Doritos, where there's a baby or the fetus is being ultrasounded, and the dad is sitting there eating Doritos. And the mom is getting all mad, yelling at, you know, her husband for eating Doritos, or, you know, while it's in the middle of the ultrasound. You know, she's looking at the doctor. You poor men, you really get, you know, ganged up on by us pregnant women. And I'm not pregnant now, but, you know, I hope not. Oh. That could explain a lot. Nah, I'll take a pregnancy test and break. But anyway, a lot of you guys get, you know, kind of ganged up on by pregnant women and their doctors. And remember, the doctor will always back up your pregnant wife. Okay, we're smart. Who's paying the copay? We will always back up pregnant wife. So anyway, he's sitting there eating Doritos, and there's a little fetus sitting there and watching and following the Dorito. And, you know, he's bringing the Dorito in, and the fetus is reaching for it, bringing the Dorito out. So finally, the wife gets mad. She grabs the Dorito, and she throws it. And you see the baby go, what? And then the baby just plummets, and she goes into labor. So I thought that was pretty good. Many of you thought that my favorite commercial would be this Xifaxan commercial. I guess there's a colon running around the place getting high fives, and I guess it was about this new drug, Xifaxan, for irritable bowel syndrome. And the Xifaxan is kind of interesting. We haven't really talked a lot about it because, you know, usually for irritable bowel, there hasn't really been a lot of, you know, medications that have been successful. But I guess this Rifaximin, which is the brand name, was a medication to use to treat diarrhea. And it treats E. coli. And I guess for those of you with irritable bowel syndrome, they're finding that it can, I guess, treat that. I mean, how many of you, when you come back from traveling and you have diarrhea, doctor gives you Cipro, and all of a sudden your symptoms seem to go away? I'm wondering if that's kind of the way this acts. And so I'm a little nervous because I don't want people taking antibiotics, and it looks promising. But that's what that medication is about. Of course, you really have to watch your liver. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a special guest. We talk about yoga a lot on the show. So I have a yoga and health expert coming on, Elle Swan. Can't wait. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up, order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I've talked a lot about yoga, and you're going to hear me talk more about it this month because you could actually use yoga for cardiac rehab patients. You could use yoga for anything. I'm a huge fan, and I thought, you know, why not bring somebody who's a guru, right, and who really knows her stuff? So I have your wellness coach, speaker, yoga instructor, and founder of Like a Boss Yoga, Elle Salon. Hey, Elle, how you doing, sweetie?
Hi there. Good morning. Wow.
Thank you for joining us because, you know, I've tried to have my listeners do some stretches and do some yoga poses, and I have them, they just do it, and, you know, they don't do it. They don't do it. I mean, and I'm doing it by myself. And so, you know, first, how do you motivate people to join your class, and how do you motivate people to do it?
Well, you know, I start very simply. I teach primarily the Vinyasa Flow class, which is considered one of the more immediate advanced classes. And so even in the studio where I teach, people are a bit intimidated, even if they already practice yoga, to come and take my class. But what I explain to people is that it just is about willingness and breath. Those are the only two requirements that you need. Yoga was created in a place where there wasn't any, they didn't have yoga mats. They didn't have all of the things that we think we need to have a practice. And so if you are breathing and you have willingness to take care of the vehicle in which you live, which is your body, that's all you need. And when someone comes to take my class, for example, I ask them two things. One, listen to your body. And the second thing is go as far as you can go. Go one step further. That's it. So listen to your body. Go as far as you can go and then go one step further. Because we protect ourselves inside of our comfort zone. So it is a matter of growing and transforming. But you also want to be kind to yourself. So if you can breathe and you're moving, you can walk, you can take class.
You know, one of my first yoga coaches was a man and very masculine guy. And, you know, so when I talk to my patients, I'm always thinking, okay, this is something that's very manly. And I can't get my men to do it. They're like, no, you know, that's something my wife does. And I'm like, you don't have to wear a leotard. And, they, you know, how do you, how do you encourage men? And you know, what can I do to encourage my male patients and my male listeners to do yoga?
Well, one of the things you can do is focus on helping them see that it is a pain reliever. And men tend to suffer in pain by themselves. Even just, they will live with any type of pain for a long time before they go see a doctor, let alone a yoga class.
And so my husband's been living with me now for all these years. And you could see my husband's in pain. And, you know, but he stays, you know, he sticks with the marriage. And you're so right about that. They're resilient guys, aren't they? Go ahead.
They are. And so they are. And even if they won't admit to the pain, the idea that something can allow the pain to subside becomes curious. So they may not admit to what extent they're in pain, but they're human beings and they would like to be able to live without the pressure, the emotional pressure, the depression that comes as a result of the pain. So if you just kind of couch it as, you know, whatever degree you're experiencing pain, if it's a 6, this could take you down to a 3. And just let them marinate on that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've given me some statistics how now 20 million Americans practice yoga regularly, and yoga practice has increased continually by 25% over the last 5 years. This is why I think it's so important. I'm glad. And for those who join us, we have Elle Swan, yoga instructor, speaker, wellness coach, you know, joining us because I really want to recruit more people into yoga. And, I think and the reason we're concentrating on men is because most of my listeners are men and many of my patients are men. And one, obstacle is many of them don't want to be in a class. They would rather do it by themselves. But you can. There's a lot of yoga you could do privately if you don't like the class setting, correct?
Right, there is. And I actually teach private lessons, and it's interesting that you said that because men do prefer to not be in a classroom setting because of all of the aesthetics that are involved. There are a lot of videos that are on YouTube and a lot of programs, DVDs that are available. My recommendation is that you at least take one or two sessions with a professional first so that you can understand. You can get a lot accomplished in an hour on one-on-one, especially if you do like 2 or 3 sessions. So I recommend that first. The other thing is that one of the reasons why yoga is expanding is because the medical community in the West is supporting it. But what I always say in my classes is this. This is over 4,000-year tradition. So this is surpassed the Reebok era, the stair-step era. You know, we're now moving through TRX and CrossFit and all the other trends that have been very popular in America and around the world in physical activity. This has transcended and outlasted all of them. And there is a reason for that. And so when you think about the healing benefits that have existed for millennials, along with the fact that there are a lot of different ways that you can approach it privately, you can do videos, there's live streaming, which I'm going to start doing myself.
For clients. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because people come to Vegas and, you know, they're here to visit. They take a class and then they leave. And so this will allow people that live in other cities to be able to still participate in my brand of yoga.
That's brilliant. You know, for those who join us, we're talking to Elle Swan, wellness coach, speaker, yoga instructor, and founder of Like a Boss Yoga. You also had informed me that many insurance companies are reimbursing or covering this. Tell us about that.
Yes. Okay, so actually the Yoga Journal just recently published on February 3rd in their online entry about this very thing. And there are people who were facing surgery, particularly hip and back surgery. Those are the two primary issues where people get really afraid of what the possibilities are afterwards. And more doctors are recommending that they try the yoga first, that they participate in a yoga practice prior to entertaining surgery. And, I mean, I can't count the number of people at our studio alone and across the state and country that haven't had to have the surgery. I have a client that I work with privately, and she hasn't had to have her surgery either, because the point of yoga, one of the main points is that we are misaligned. So I always say, think of the body as an old school antenna, back when we had antennas on television. And if the antenna was crooked, the picture wouldn't come in properly. So what the goal is to align the body properly so that the circulation can happen, the spine can function properly. When everything is aligned like Legos, then everything works together. So that is the one of the main reasons why the medical community is backing it, because when you do a natural alignment, things start to work out very well.
Yeah, that's a brilliant analogy, you know, with the antenna, because it's true. You know, I'm married to, you know, Corey, he's a chiropractor, and, you know, he's same thing. You know, you need to get your tires aligned. If not, you're going to start to get wear and tear on the wrong side. You want to increase the life of you know, what you have, your body. Speaking of which, okay, so, all right, you know, women are pretty fearful of yoga too, all right? This is where men have us women beat, because you'll see in movies that you relax so much that you in the middle of the class. Is there any way we could prevent accidental gas eruptions in the middle of yoga?
Well, you know,
does that really happen a lot?
This is what happens. I'll tell you what happens. The community becomes kind to the process. That's what actually happens. And it's a natural, especially in hot yoga, it's a natural process in general. But we're doing a lot of detoxifying. The body is being twisted in different positions. And there are actually two poses that encourage that, one of which is called wind removing pose. So the point, I mean, the whole class isn't encouraged to do it, but it may happen. And one of the things about yoga is about self-acceptance. You know, so hey, we're all adults. How many times have we done this in our life? We should accept that this is a part of life.
Well, and I got to tell you, you know, when they say that yoga helps stress relief and anxiety and depression and bowel problems, you know, I think that's a big part of it. You know, our bowels are kinked and we're stressed and we're tightened up. And so, you know, it's actually a sign that it's working. It's just, again, you know, it keeps, you know, like it, me, the whole world knows, Walmart knows. But, you know, for a lot of women, again, I know we're kind of running out of time. How do people find you?
Okay, they can find me at likeabossyoga.com. Very simple, and I teach regularly 10 classes a week at Vegas Hot Yoga and Pilates in Nevada. I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. You can just look me up, Elle Swan, ELLESWAN.
Great, and guys, I'll put her website on my Facebook and Twitter later today. Elle, always a pleasure. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, over the weekend, we found out that a Southern California doctor who was convicted of murder in connection with the overdose deaths of three of her patients has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison. This occurred on Friday. Sue Singh Lisa Tsang, 46 years old, was in a blue Los Angeles County jail jumpsuit. Appeared to show no emotion as the sentence was read by Los Angeles Superior Court Judge George Lamelli. Moments earlier, they said she did apologize to the families of her victims, many of whom, I guess, were in the courtroom. Dr. Tsang said, "I cannot imagine what you have gone through. I have been and will forever be praying for all of you. Now, Dr. Tseng is thus far the first doctor in the United States to be convicted of murder for recklessly prescribing drugs. The lead prosecutor was Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney John Niederman. Now, what she was accused of is having a pill mill where she would see patients. This is what she was accused of and convicted of. See patients, sell them pain pills, not perform appropriate exams, not heed to the concerns of family members. And so she was charged in second-degree murder deaths of Joey Rivero, 21 years old, Stephen Ogle, 25 years old, and Vu Nguyen, 28 years old. And I guess all three fatally overdosed in 2007 and 2008 after Tseng prescribed them drugs. The young men each drove long distances to come to her, quote, strip mall clinic for prescriptions. Matt Stavron made the two-hour round trip from his parents' home in San Clemente. Tseng got a phone call from the coroner's office alerting her of each of the deaths, according to court papers. And they said that she regarded such calls as just FYI notices and did not perceive them as a problem. I guess medical experts and law enforcement agree that there's a tiny fraction of doctors who, you know, do this. Here's the thing, okay? I was interviewed by News 3 this weekend, and it was, it's very interesting. Many of you thought I was the doctor because my picture was, you know, you see Dr. Dahlia, and then it said, you know, doctor convicted of murder. You know, it's like, oh, hey, that's okay. That's okay, though. I'm sure once you read the article, you see it wasn't me. But this is what I'm seeing on the other end of the spectrum, and we talked about this last week. I have patients coming in who have been seeing pain management doctors because, you know, I don't write a lot of pain medicines. I'm trying to manage cholesterol and diabetes and sexual dysfunction in women and, you know, men's prostate issues. So I'm a very busy girl. So I'm pretty busy. And then, you know, you have a lot of responsibility when you're managing somebody's pain. And I don't know how to manage your spinal stenosis. I'm not an orthopedist. So I transfer you to the orthopedic doctor. And I think that's what my ethical duty is. Or I, you know, you have a diabetic neuropathy. I manage you, you know, I refer you to a neurologist. Or you have a chronic pain syndrome with fibromyalgia, I'll refer you to a chronic pain doctor. I wasn't trained to the degree I want to be for those illnesses. I was trained, you know, I felt my training was, you know, more concentrated on, you know, cholesterol management, diabetes management, etc. And now these patients are coming back saying, nope, they won't give me pain medicines either. So if a medical provider, a PA, a nurse practitioner, MD, DO, sees this article that a Southern California doctor is going away to prison because somebody took the medicine she prescribed and overdosed, even if she was irresponsible with her notes or irresponsible with her medical exam or whatever. Your doctor is reading, all right, you know, this headline. And you don't get paid a lot to write people's Lortab, Norco, etc. And we're already taking on a lot of liability. I mean, malpractice claims have already gleaned a lot of the doctors from the medical field. Now we run the risk of going to jail. Now, I'm not saying her jail sentence is wrong, okay? You know, obviously she was convicted because, you know, there was some rampant, I mean, she was selling these medications, except, you know, and but to go to jail for 30 years to life because somebody overdosed on the drug you gave them. Now, I would love to see what the defense had, you know, I guess, argued. You know, did these patients sign a consent that said, please don't take a pill with alcohol, or don't take a pill with Valium, or don't, because remember, one pill could overdose you. I mean, what were the prescriptions written where you don't take multiple pills at a time? I mean, where is the patient responsibility? Now, I mean, when you have three people that overdose, she didn't have a chance in a courtroom. But a lot of us doctors are reading this going, well, wait a second, if they could convict, somebody of murder, when three patients overdose, it's only a matter of time when one of your patients overdose, you're going to be in trouble. In fact, so a family called me because their son died. And their son died of an overdose. There was a lot of medicines in his system. He had come in only once to our office, and my physician assistant had given him some Valium because he had trouble sleeping and he was anxious and having panic attacks. So one small prescription, etc. The family wanted every doctor involved with, in terms of the lawsuit, because he overdosed and there were some drugs in his system, etc. And again, nobody should die. Just because they do drugs, nobody should die. But do you really have to take the medical provider down with the ship? And so, all right, so you do something wrong, you need to be, you need to pay the consequences. Okay, that I think a lot of us could agree on. But now, what do you guys do? I'm hearing, no, my doctor won't prescribe the pain medicine. My doctor will only do injections, and if I don't do the injections, he's discharging me. Where do I get my Lortab? Where do I get my Norco? Well, if you're taking it willy-nilly and you're abusing it, I can't help you. But what if you were in a car accident and you have multiple back fractures? What if you, came back from doing a tour in Afghanistan? All right. I mean, you have an amputation. What are you supposed to do about getting your pain medications? If doctors are afraid that they're going to go to jail, you can't expect your doctor to put their life on the line. I mean, they're already being sued for malpractice left and right. Now we think we could go to jail? Because if you overdose or something happens to you and the coroner claims it's because you overdose on a medicine we prescribe? I told you years ago, there was a man who had left the hospital AMA after having a cervical fusion. So he left against advice, and he wasn't my patient. He was my partner's at the time. And he comes in wanting Valium and Xanax, 90 pills of each. And I go, I don't write that. And he was furious. I go, I'll write you 30 pills of one. And he's like, why won't you write me the medicines? I go, because if you die tonight and it's sitting on your nightstand, I'm going to get in trouble. I'll get sued. So I'll write you one or the other, but we got to get you help. You can't be on Xanax and Valium. Not sure why the other doctor has you on that regimen, but I'm not a psychiatrist. So I let me give you some so you don't seize, but I can't give you that. And he was furious. And I noticed his oxygen was a little low. I go, look, your oxygen is low. We need to get this addressed. No. I want out of here. Just give me my Valium and let me leave. Well, that night he actually dies. And lo and behold, there's my prescription on the nightstand next to him. Now, it turned out it was the Oxycontin he was taking. And Oxycontin back then had been, linked to cardiorespiratory arrest. And, the family originally wanted to sue. And the lawyer's like, no, Dahlia didn't do anything wrong. And I was never, named in the suit. But this is what happens. And here you are, there's these cases like this. And you just need some pain medication. And you're not going to get it. So this is something we're going to talk about a lot, and we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with a Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free 888-803-4438 and ask about this special offer.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As I walk along, I wonder,
oh, what went wrong without love? A love that was so strong.
Okay, you guys need to give me a percentage of your winnings. I'm getting all these texts that you guys did bet on the Broncos and you won. Where here's my cut. You know, I do these medical predictions and you guys make fun of me. And so I always get the bad. You were wrong, you were wrong, you were wrong. Right? Like, you know, I bet on the Patriots, but I didn't do medical predictions on that. That was just a, you know, Tom Brady's gorgeous, so I'm going to bet. But honestly, guys, you know, I appreciate all the, you know, positive, you know, feedback, but just give me a cut of your winnings. That's what I appreciate more. Love sports, and I'm very, very excited. We got the Olympics coming up. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people not too excited about the Olympics, and those are the athletes attending the Olympics, okay? Because this Zika virus, the media attention around it is starting to make people a little bit nervous, and they should be. They say the United States Olympic Committee told U.S. sports federations that athletes and staff concerned for the health over the Zika virus should consider not going to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games that are going to occur in August. This message was delivered in a conference call involving USOC officials and leaders of the U.S. sport federations in late January. And this is according to two people who participated in the call. Now, they say do not go to Brazil if you do not feel comfortable going. That's the bottom line, according to Donald Anthony, president and board chairman of USA Fencing. Now, it's nice to see that people are taking the Zika threat seriously. And I know some of you guys that have kind of missed my show and, you know, are thinking, okay, I don't get this. Okay, if they're not pregnant, if they're not going to get pregnant, why do they worry about going to, you know, Brazil? Come on, people, buck up. And I go, you don't understand. If you go to Brazil and you are, let's say, infected by one of the Zika mosquitoes. Mosquito bites you, one of the Aedes mosquitoes, they bite you, and then unfortunately transmit Zika to you. You could go home, sleep with somebody, and possibly give them Zika virus. But also, a mosquito could bite you, suck up the infected blood, bite somebody else, and give them Zika. And so it's not so much, do we, you know, are you yourself concerned that you're going down there and you're going to get infected and there's going to be some rampant mosquito up in the northeastern part of the country when you get back that's going to bite you and transmit it? It's, do we want many Americans to go down there and then bring it back? All right, so it's not the one individual. And so you're having some people concerned that maybe we don't want America to go down there and compete. Now, I'm a huge Olympics fan, okay? You know, we won most of the medals, I think, in the last Olympics in London, right? I mean, we have done, I mean, I love the fact that we shine. I love the fact that we're a force to be reckoned with. I mean, I know a lot of people may not politically look at us as the strongest country, but boy, do we kick butt when we represent in the Olympics. So it's kind of nice because, you know, we're able to, as Americans, to show, wait a second. I know you hear all this stuff in the news, and I know you guys think Washington is a joke, but look at us. We are still the best, the most fit country out there, all right? And definitely don't mess with our military because our military guys rock. And so I love that you know, that message that we could send. But if the Zika virus does cause microcephaly, all right, and we've talked about that, that's where the cranium is too small, the brain can't develop, and these children are born with disabilities and poor development neurologically, all right, you know, this can hurt a whole generation. And then possibly future generations if they can't reproduce. So, this is a very, very strange, very, very strange occurrence. And, you know, it's one thing for Zika to spread here, but people are very concerned about going near the epicenter. We still don't have confirmation on why all of a sudden Zika turned into a pandemic when it's been around for decades. All right, you know, and there's talk about maybe the GMO mosquitoes that were supposed to fight the malaria carrying mosquitoes caused this. And I don't know what we're, you know, some people are saying it's global warming, it's drought conditions. There's a study saying the drought conditions, even though, you know, many mosquitoes, they like moisture areas, they're saying, well, though, the mosquitoes had to travel, you know, away from the drought. So there's a lot of theories out there, but all I know is it's something that's not very predictable. Okay? You know, I mean, whatever we knew about malaria and dengue fever and Zika before, we need to be prepared that what we're learning this time around could be very, you know, what we're dealing with could be very, very different. So do we want, you know, I don't know how many Americans and their teams and their trainers and their staff would be going down there, thousands, right? You know, and do we want a group going down there that are going to be there for an extended period of time and then coming back, bringing it to the United States when it's the time of year for mosquito season? Now, you know, Zika should leave your body after about 10 days. All right? You know, it's a virus. So 7 to 10 days. But, I mean, one option we could do is where we have a, and again, I mean, I don't want to recommend this, but you're having a lot of people saying, don't send Americans down there and then bring the Americans back. Because if we do have mosquitoes and they have it in the blood, they could transmit it. The American Red Cross says don't donate blood for at least a month. Okay, until we're sure, if you've been down there, you think you're exposed, just don't donate any blood until we know. But what we're hearing, 7 to 10 days in the body. So then one thing we could do is after our Olympic athletes represent us, let's give them one hell of a, you know, nice 2-week vacation. Let's let them go to Alaska. Let's let them go, you know, in a place where there's not going to be mosquitoes, you know, hopefully around, right? And then let them do their quote-unquote quarantine, except in a kick-butt place, and let them take a vacation. Then, after that time, bring them back to the States. I think we could do something like that rather than saying don't compete. But this is what, you know, I mean, the Olympics are saying if you're worried, don't come down here. And people are saying don't go down there and come back. So what I'm hoping is they get a better, you know, they get a, you know, a better take on what's going on and why this is happening and how to slow it down. But if it really gets to the point where it's that bad and we are having multiple Zika cases here and we're starting to see babies get hurt, rather than not compete, I would say let's do some sort of a kick butt vacation quarantine for them while after they've been down there to get it out of their system, or to wait until it goes out of their system before they come back to the United States. And it's crazy because you as a man or as a non-childbearing female, you're not, you know, many times you don't feel sick, you don't feel it. But if the blood gets transferred and now they're concerned that it could be in semen, it could be in urine, it could be in saliva, that's something you could do, and then we still get to compete. It's expensive, but I think it's a lot cheaper than going to you know, dealing with a whole microcephaly case. So it's interesting. You're exhausted from the whole Ebola thing. It is. It's exhausting. You're like, okay, how much more do we have to deal with? But I gotta tell you, it's things like this that keep us on our toes. I mean, we're not gonna fight nature. We're not gonna fight the evolution of things. I really hope this wasn't caused by man. I really hope this wasn't a man-made catastrophe with the GMO mosquitoes. I really hope not. But if it ends up being that's why this outbreak happened in the same place the mosquitoes were released years ago, I wouldn't be surprised every time you mess with nature. You know, and so we need to, you know, deal with nature. And we need to respect it and figure out how to navigate around it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.